This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So we found out last week that the FBI did spy on Donald Trump. And here's what's most interesting about the story. The New York Times is the one who actually reported it. They've been revealing, little by little, the role that they've played in all of this. And if you're astute, if you're really watching this, you have to ask, be asking yourself, why are they doing this all of a sudden? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Suddenly we're seeing a lot of leaks about how this all came about, and they've used the word spies. And here's what I think. I think the New York Times understands that trouble lies ahead for them, and they're attempting to now mitigate, knowing that the FBI planted multiple spies in the Trump campaign. And here's what they wrote. And by the way, this is old news, but we're Sports Illustrated. So the game's been played. We're just analyzing it. But here's what they said. The conversation at a London bar in September of 2016 took a strange turn when the woman sitting across from George Papadopoulos, a Trump campaign advisor, asked a direct question. Was the Trump campaign working with Russia? The woman had set up the meeting to discuss foreign policy issues, but she was actually a government investigator posing as a research assistant, according to people familiar with the operation. This is according to Democrats who know that they attempted a coup against President Trump, and now it's backfired. And we're going to talk a lot about it today because, let me tell you, there's a lot going on with this conversation. So I'll stop there for now because that's only one of the things that I want to cover today. There's a ton of other stuff going on out there. O'Rourke, talk about showing desperation in his campaign. We got a little bit about that. And the funny part about this is it's so – and you're – I don't want to say you're fortunate. I'm glad you're here listening, and I'm fortunate to have you. But it's fortunate when you get a story that shows you how the fake news works and how that cycle goes. And this story with O'Rourke is amazing. And I don't know that it's you know, newsworthy in the sense of, you know, O'Rourke, blah, 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 blah. Because essentially – it says that his polling, he can beat President Trump. But that's not the story. I mean, there is a story there, but it's too laughable to make it, you know, make it radio worthy. But the story underneath that is worth hanging on to. So we'll get to that in just a bit as well. And there was another poll that was published about how the Democrats would fare against President Trump. There are now 21 Democrats. Now, I did a radio show the other day. There were 20. And I said, the Democrats appear to be using this strategy that they're going to limit the number of people now who can be in the race. They're going to cap it. And then as I was saying that, the radio host who's a friend of mine said, Kevin, there's one more that just got added, a senator from somewhere. So it's 21. But here, my treatment, you know, I still say this. The 21, if you're a Johnny come lately now, you're toast. And all the people who could actually win the nomination against the standard, you know, Democrat buffoons are not even in the race. But anyway, if you've got these 21 people, they still are now pushing everything towards Biden. And the president sees it. He actually, there was a quote about it. I don't know if we have the clip. Do we have the clip of him? Because he essentially said they want silly, stupid Joe Biden or sleepy Joe Biden. I think we do. Let's play that clip.
And Trump and Joe Biden already trading blows in what could be a preview of a 2020 showdown. President Trump going after the former VP on Twitter saying, quote, the media, fake news, is pushing Sleepy Joe hard. Funny, I'm only here because of Biden and Obama. They didn't do the job. And now you have Trump, who is getting it done big time, end quote. Meanwhile, Biden hitting back during his first campaign rally in Pittsburgh just moments ago.
I make no apologies. I am a union man. Period. Folks, if I'm going to be able to beat Donald Trump in 2020, it's going to happen here.
Yeah.
It's
going to happen here.
This comes amid a new report that may explain why Biden's 2020 run hasn't been endorsed by President Obama. According to a new report, Obama tried to talk Biden out of running in 2016 because he thought Hillary Clinton was more electable.
Too funny. What do I say after that? It's just too funny. Anyway, here was the point I was making. The Democrats are putting their eggs in the Biden basket. That's what they're doing. They're putting their eggs in the Biden basket. And so they're going to start limiting the number of people. Now, this other guy got in the race, but I still believe that my theory holds. So they limit the number of people, and suddenly they'll start choking off the financing. So these people won't be able to raise any money. And it'll start shifting over to Biden because he's going to need it. But Biden, let me tell you, he's not ready for prime time. He's not ready for a long-haul race. You should be it doesn't matter who runs. I mean, I'm not going to say, thank your lucky stars, it's Biden. Thank your lucky stars, it's any of them. And for the record, just so I can trigger a few of you leftists that listen to the program, Barack Obama would get his black butt kicked as well if he ran against Trump this year or in 2020. He cannot beat Trump. He couldn't have beaten Trump in 2016, and he can't beat Trump in 2020. There is not a Democrat who's been born, who walks on the planet today, who can beat Donald Trump. It's that simple. Now, there are a lot of Republicans or so-called Republicans and conservatives who get triggered when I say that because Trump's still not their guy. Well, you know what? If Trump's not your guy by this point, you need to just get out of the party. You need to get out of the game. Don't even sit on the bench. Take your gear and go home because you're not in the game. You're not playing. You're here, I don't know, to show off your uniform. I don't know, because you told some dude or some girl that, you know, you're going to be in this, that you're playing in the game. And, you know, I don't know what your deal is, but you're not part of this. You're not part of the team. And I'm not trying to come down on you. I'm not being mean-spirited. I'm just saying, get out. Leave it to the people who are here to play, because you can't do much better than Donald Trump. Don't misunderstand me. You can disagree on a policy here or there. You can disagree on a tact here or there. I don't agree with anything Trump says, and I don't understand sometimes his long game. Sometimes I don't understand his short game. But what I will tell you is I trust him in the long run, that he's trying to do what's best, and he's navigating the minefields, and there are so many of them in D.C. Let's give the guy a shot. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about. We shall return to you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
FBI spied on Donald Trump. What's the lady's name? Azra Turk. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. New York Times, CYA, cover that bootay. And the reason is they know they're in big trouble. That's what I say. 844-551-8255. You following this? Happened last week. Didn't break on a Friday. It broke on Thursday. I didn't talk about it Friday. Wanted to find out a little bit more detail. Plus, we just had some other things I wanted to talk about. But this is going to be in the news. It's not going away. They went on the right. The American government's affiliation with this woman, who said her name is Azra Turk, is one previously unreported detail of an operation that has become a political flashpoint. In the face of accusations by President Trump and his allies that American law enforcement and intelligence officers spied on his campaign to undermine his electoral chances. Last year, he called it Spygate. Well, this year, it's still called Spygate. And what was funny, remember the Democrats weren't using the word spy. They were using the word surveillance. And I don't know if you can recall this, but it hasn't been that long ago. Comey,
who hasn't been tweeting from the, you know, from the woods of Oregon or looking at the Yosemite or whatever, he hasn't tweeted, you know, hey, listen, we had an official warrant from the courts in order to surveil the president. And you want to know why? Because everybody knows that is a BS warrant that they got. The FISA warrant was BS. Honey, I swear, I talk about this stuff, and it drives me crazy because I say to myself, we all know what's happening here. We all know what's happening. It sounds so redundant to me that I come on here every single... I mean, there's plenty to talk about, but it's redundant. We know they spied on Trump. They planted people in the campaign. They set up Papadopoulos, who, by the way, did nothing. He did nothing. Why do you think he got a slap on the wrist? The dude served a week in jail or something. They got a $2,000 fine or something outrageous. Flynn did nothing. They were listening and eavesdropping and all this stuff, supposedly with looking for information about the Russians, and they still to this day have nothing related to this campaign and the Russians. Nothing. As Barack Obama would say, not a scintilla of evidence. Yet, we find ourselves now trying to find Azra Turk. I Googled Azra Turk and couldn't find anything on Azra Turk. It tells me that the name probably is an alias. The name doesn't really exist within the FBI. The person exists. Oh, it is a very real person who posed as Azra Turk. And maybe Papadopoulos can explain, give us a depiction, maybe get a police sketch artist to draw who this person is so we can find out who it really is. But this person is on vacation somewhere waiting for a real investigative journalist to tell us who's the real identity of this spy in the Trump campaign. And if what they should be doing right now is they should be subpoenaing, is that the right way to say it? Subpoenaing this woman, Azra Turk, to come testify before the House committee so she can explain exactly what her role was. Have you heard Adam Schiff or Jerry Nadler or anybody from the left say, we need to bring this Azra Turk in? What the New York Times has said, how do they put it? Something along the lines of, it is now, we now have a, I want to get it exactly right. They said, the woman sitting across from George Papadopoulos, a Trump advisor, asked a direct question. Was the Trump campaign working with Russia? The woman had set up a meeting to discuss foreign policy issues, but she was actually a government investigator posing as a research assistant, according to people familiar with the operation. Really? She was a spy, and they used the word spy. They didn't say surveilled and all this other stuff, the language that these other people had been using, because that's what it was. And I know, folks, I'm going to always try to touch your emotion here. The emotion you have that says, Kevin, when are we going to get justice? I don't have an answer for you, but I know it's coming, and it's coming quicker than you think. And I know what seems like a long time in politics is not. We're talking a 2-year period. A 2-year period in the most egregious attempt at a coup. I think the first ever coup attempt of this type in the history of this country. You can't even say Watergate. Nixon was just listening in on the Democrats. He was listening for strategy. These guys were doing more than listening for strategy. They set in motion all the things it took to bring down this republic, to make it rotten to its core. And they proved that that's exactly where we are. They say, the decision to use Ms. Turk in the operation aimed at a presidential campaign official shows the level of alarm. I love this part. The level of alarm inside the FBI during a frantic period when the Bureau was trying to determine the scope of Russia's attempts to disrupt the 2016 election, but could also give ammunition to Mr. Trump and his allies for their spying claims. It's rare that the New York Times even gives you the other side of this. Now, what's funny is how they justify the FBI's spying attempt. During the frantic period when the Bureau was, what? Trying to determine the scope of Russia's attempt to disrupt the 2016 election? No. No. That was not the case. What they were doing was they were spying on Donald Trump in an attempt to get him impeached. That's what they were doing. They weren't trying to determine Russia's attempts to disrupt the 2016 elections. Just drop the cover. Come on, leftists. We know you weren't trying to do that. That is the last of your worries. If Russia was spying, were doing what they were doing in order, and they felt like it was to get Hillary Clinton elected, which they knew the thing, the whole story was made up. And this is where the conspiracy of this really is going to become clear. The media knew this wasn't the case. The Times had enough information, and this is where I'm going to tell you, New York Times, I'm giving you the secret decoder ring. It will be proven at some point. You had enough information to know all of this was bogus, and yet you still went on with this idea that it could be to stop the Russians. Barack Obama had said literally a year before all this began, what's Trump worried about the Russians? He just needs to move on and start trying to get elected, you know, let the chips fall where they may. And even after saying that, that's because Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are more connected to the Russians than anybody. So the idea that they can fool somebody and make them believe that, oh, this is what's going on, is nonsense. So now it's in Horowitz's hand. Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General. I've done a little bit of research on him. I'm not sure what Horowitz is about, but I'm telling you something. If he does his job, if we really have a republic that believes in the rule of law, as Rosenstein alluded to while he was bailing out, then He's got to be looking into the wrongdoing by the FBI. He knows that the Obama administration attempted a coup, and the only thing he could try to do is to pull a Comey and try to mitigate the crimes of Hillary Clinton and many others, because there's no way you can cover up this coup attempt. The only hope is that he can prevent mass incarcerations, and they're willing to give somebody up, you know, high enough up to where we are okay with it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Pentagon is concerned about the president's decision to pull back U.S. forces in northern Syria. The move allows Turkey to invade and go after the Kurds, who fought alongside the U.S. against the Islamic State. Currently, the Kurds are guarding thousands of Islamic State detainees. They will soon leave these positions to go north to fight the Turks. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham telling Fox News,
"This to me is just unnerving to its core. To say to the American people ISIS has been destroyed in Syria is not true."
A second whistleblower has come forward on the president's efforts to get Ukraine to investigate the Bidens. Democrats are arguing that this adds more credence to the first whistleblower's complaint because the second one has direct knowledge of some of the events that were detailed in the first whistleblower's complaint. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Donald Trump doesn't trust his intel. I wonder why. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to KJRadio.com. Donald Trump would be crazy to trust the current intel people. Donald Trump would be crazy to trust the people that he has around him, for the most part. Anybody that is not part of his core group of friends, family, associates, he would be crazy to trust them. And I think Donald Trump keeps most people around him that you see in order to understand the liars from the truth tellers. That's what I believe. 844-551-8255. Most of these people, most of the people in the administration are Obama holdovers. I'm talking about in government. They are Obama holdovers, part of the unelected bureaucratic cabal who actually run the country. That's who they are. And if anybody learned the hard way about trusting government holdovers, it's Donald J. Trump. I gave you guys a phone, right?
Yeah, I did.
844-551-8255. There, I did it again. Hope to hear from you. Trump dealt with a previous administration folks that spied on him using the very same intel apparatus that Democrats want the president to trust. They want us to, Donald Trump doesn't trust his intel agency. Yeah. Would you? The NSA spied on this man. Yeah. And they used bogus information that was fed to the FBI by the Clinton campaign in order to spy on Donald Trump. And the FBI, that very same FBI, used that bogus information, gave it to media so it could be legitimized, then planted spies inside of the Trump campaign under the ruse that they were protecting him from the Russians. I mean, you couldn't, if you made up the wackiest spy thriller and all this in the country, I mean, in your wildest imagination, you would even, there's no mystery writer who would write this because it has so many holes in it. People would be going, come on, Clancy. Come on, James Patterson, seriously? You got too many gaps in your story, bro. The former director of national intelligence and the former head of the CIA both lied to Congress. So what makes you think Donald Trump should believe him? Remember all the intel that George Bush got when he was going to go bomb Iraq or get free Iraq or whatever, weapons of mass destruction? Then his intel agency comes back and goes, well, we're sorry, but there were no weapons of mass destruction. They told him there were. Then everybody denied it. So they, why? Could make George Bush look like a moron. And it was successful. The good news for them was George Bush was a moron. So both of these men, Obama's director of national security and the former head of the CIA, continue to bash the sitting president, lying in the camera, lying in social media every single day about what they know, because they're complicit in the attempted coup of Donald Trump. That's how it works. But the Democrats say, Donald Trump needs to trust his intel. No, he doesn't. Donald Trump needs to use his intel department the same way people use any other source of information. He needs to be skeptical. He needs to wonder, what is the political ploy? And then he needs to only work with his trusted advisors as his network grows. See, Song Tzu is who Donald Trump's probably following. He's learning the enemy. He's studying the enemy. He's keeping the enemy close. Because if he does that, if he watches him long enough, it's like watching fight film. You know, right before he gets ready to punch, he has a flick. He flicks his fingers curl or something like that. You're looking for any tell. Anyway, the Democrats now, you've heard me talk about this. You know this. They've got their best fixer. But Mueller's role is not to fix in the sense of let's keep getting Trump. His fixer role now is the cover-up. Yeah. And this is why Chuck Schumer and team don't understand why Donald Trump doesn't trust his intel. Anyway, this was reported in a source. They said, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat of New York, urged U.S. intelligence community officials to stage an intervention with President Donald Trump and educate him about the facts about their latest national security assessments. They want an intervention of a guy who's looked at the nation's intelligence apparatus work against him, and they're saying you need to have an intervention to show him the error of his ways and allow this coup to occur. Here's what Schumer tweeted. It's past time for U.S. intelligence community leaders to stage an intervention with real Donald Trump. It's almost like they're saying you need to kidnap the president, beat him into submission. And he wrote this letter to Dan Coats, who's the director of national intelligence. And he wrote this: President Trump's criticisms of the testimony you and other intelligence leaders provided to Congress was extraordinarily inappropriate and will undermine public confidence in U.S. government efforts to protect our national security and preserve U.S. What's funny is that everything Trump does is to protect national security, including the border wall and a host of other things, particularly cyber crimes. And here's what Chuck Schumer is saying to the director of national security. And he goes on to say this: I applaud you and your colleagues in the intelligence community for being clear-eyed about the threats we face, probably talking about climate change. But you cannot allow the president's ill-advised and unwarranted comments to stand. So the president of the United States is put in the position, the number one position of authority. And we have to evaluate, do we think this guy knows what he's doing or not? What's the direction he's headed? Are we safe or not safe? Are our economy growing or not growing? Is our foreign policy working or not working? And they want an intervention for Trump? How about you do an intervention for Barack Obama? That guy, I mean, what do you not look at? Look, I wish there was a way you could do this, but take away the $8 trillion plus that this man printed up to preserve his presidency, and I'm telling you, you would have had devastation and doom. Now, you could argue, well, Kevin, that you're arguing that he did the right thing. No, I'm not. I'm not at all. What I'm telling you is, if Barack Obama had let his policies play out without printing fake phony money, then he would have been a one-term president, the nation would have survived him, and then we would have gotten somebody else. Now, sadly, that somebody else would have been Mitt Romney, and we don't need Mitt Romney. But at the end of the day, that's the way it's supposed to play out. It's like giving $50 billion to GM. What are you talking about? Let GM go.
We can't let GM go under it.
Yeah, you can. We got other automobile manufacturers or whatever else. We don't need to prop GM up. Was it a good move? My answer is no. Something better would have replaced it. That's how the law of the jungle works. If you can't survive, something that will survive will take that place. So don't try to sugarcoat it.
like, oh, he didn't make these moves.
No, he didn't. He made cover your butt moves for the Democrats. And we pretend that it's all working. It's not working. Anyway, it's no surprise that Schumer would offer praise on a group of people who tried to do the coup of the president. Now, I'm not saying Dan Coats did, but other people did, and they still exist. The minions that made the coup, that tried to make the coup happen, they're still thick as thieves inside all these intel agencies. Anyway, President Trump lashed out at him after what they told Congress. They said, North Korea is unlikely to dismantle its nuclear arsenal, and the Iran nuclear deal is working. Now, how do these people know what North Korea is going to do now that America has an actual leader? They said, they're unlikely to dismantle their nuclear program. Okay, that's what they've done in every previous administration until Donald Trump got into the mix. And then the Iran nuclear deal was a disaster. So if I were Donald Trump, I'd be looking at who I appointed and why they said that, because that's the thing that we should be looking at. Look, President Trump negotiated better with North Korea in 2 years than Obama accomplished in his entire presidency. And if Trump's outcomes in trade deals, as an example, prove anything, it certainly proves he can handle North Korea. And anybody who believes that Iran is going to follow the rules to an agreement brokered by Obama is crazy. What's working in Iran is Trump's policy. And Trump's intel, as far as I'm concerned, is like CNN. It is fake news. Democrats know this. So does President Trump. Dan Coats, solid guy. I looked him up. Now that he's officially no longer part of the Republican establishment, he can act in the interest of the nation. Now, that said, Coates still deals with the left, the leftists, their apparatus left behind by Obama. And these people may not be part of the intel, but they do highlight other problems that Trump faces. And I'll give you an example. The Civil Rights Division, they've confirmed a new person, a new attorney general, is yet to be installed. 13 months in the administration. Now, they wield enormous power over housing, banking, voting, police, education, immigration, education, lending, prisons, and a whole lot more. And during the Obama years, they lurched left. These are some of the leftovers that Trump has to
this
deal with.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Jussie Smollett is not guilty because he doesn't feel guilty. Yeah, he lives in a world where the only way you can take on guilt is if the narrative demands it. And the anti-Trump narrative doesn't demand any guilt. You can say anything, do anything you want. That's why this guy comes back after knowing that he's guilty, knowing it. And he says, you know, I wouldn't be my mother's child. Well, he wouldn't be his mother's child. His mother raised him to see nothing except through the prison of blackness and oppression that she likely grew up in. The problem is, it's misplaced. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Adam Schiff, he doesn't feel guilty. He's been asked to resign because, as the president said, Adam Schiff has been knowingly lying, misleading the public, putting out false information and leaking information on a case that he's not supposed to. He's been knowingly doing this. But ask if you believe that Adam Schiff feels like he's guilty. Ask Peter Strzok if he feels guilty when he says the FBI, we do everything by the book. We don't take any of our own biases into account. This is a man whose obvious bias was in his investigation of Donald Trump. It's so clear to anybody who's got a brain, but he sees it as, oh no, not the case. I didn't do anything wrong here, folks. I followed the rules. The rules have changed on their side. None of them feel guilty. McCabe all but came out and admitted. I mean, it wasn't an almost. He admitted they went after Donald Trump because they felt like he was the wrong person for the job. And ask him, put a gun to his head and say, did you do something wrong? You will have to pull the trigger. He doesn't think he did anything wrong. Ask Hillary Clinton if she believes that she did anything wrong in hiding her server in a basement bathroom, putting out classified information, strategizing to get her cronies bigger dollars through her Clinton Foundation while she was pretending to play Secretary of State, feathering her own nest. Ask her if she did anything wrong. Put a gun to her head and say, you better tell the truth or I'll kill you. She will never admit that she did anything wrong. Ask Barack Obama if he had any scandals during his administration and wait on the answer. He's already told you. Tell him. Give him the examples of an FBI gone rogue. Give him the examples of all the different things that led up to the prosecution or the attempted coup of Donald Trump and the want to impeach Donald Trump after they couldn't get him as a candidate, trying to get him as a president. The very same organization that Barack Obama said, keep me posted. Ask him if he do anything, did he do anything wrong. Put a gun to his head and say, Barack Obama, you better tell the truth or I'm going to shoot you right now. He will never admit it. You'd have to shoot him. I could give you example after example. Ask James Clapper if he believes the lies he told on TV are wrong. When he lied before Congress about surveillance of Trump. Ask the media if they think they did anything wrong in reporting on the Mueller farce, the Mueller investigation. Ask them if they did anything wrong in reporting on Jesse Smollett. Ask them if they did anything wrong in all the coverage of Donald Trump, which is practically 90% negative. Ask them and see what they say. Ask the DNC if they felt bad about cheating Bernie Sanders out of the nomination. If they felt bad about cuddling up with Hillary Clinton and effectively letting her run their organization. Ask the Democrats if they feel bad that Donna Brazile gave the questions in advance to Hillary Clinton during the debate. Ask them. Ask them if they had any problem trying to go after Trump's kids, his family members, targeting his son, his young son, who's only like 10 years old or something. Ask them if they have any regrets for anything that they've done. Pick one. They will have no regrets. They don't care. Ask them if they care about targeting you, conservatives, not giving you 501c3 status, trying to shut down your ability to actually go out and form organizations that help your candidates. Ask Facebook if he cares that he's targeting you. I'm talking about for real. Put him on a lie detector test. Ask him if he cares. Ask Jack at Twitter if he cares that he's shutting you down, that he's shadow banning you. Ask Google if they care that when you say Hillary Clinton, you type in Hillary Clinton is a saint, the best should be president, whatever. Ask them what they type in about Donald Trump, what they let get through on that. Ask them why you don't get to see searches of the things that you're really looking for. Instead, they push you into left things, leftist thinking, and so on and so forth. Ask them if they care. Ask Ask them if they care about veterans dying on waiting lists during the Obama administration. Do you think Obama gives a crap about veterans? Ask them if they care about calling military people baby killers and stuff like that, yet pretending to support them. Just saying, folks, ask them. Ask the leftists if they really care about kids. Why are they killing babies that are born? Why can't they look for a better, more reasonable solution? Ask them why they demonize us for wanting to protect life of any kind. Ask them why they consider dogs or other animals more important than human beings. Just keep on. I can go on. I got all day. I got all day. It's Kevin Jackson you're listening to, folks. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Ask the left if they care about teaching your kids sexualizing your second graders, teaching them about Islam but not letting them learn about Christ or Christianity or Judaism. Ask them about that. Ask them if they care that the kids are not actually getting educated but more getting an indoctrination. Ask them if they care that your kids can't read, can't do basic math, but know all about social justice, you know, and the inequalities that don't exist in this country. Ask them if they think any of that's wrong. Ask them if they want your kids to understand that work ethic, that perseverance, that these are things that come in abundance, and you can tip the scales of anybody if you're willing to work hard, work smart, learn your craft, hone it, get better at it, and continue it, persevere through the tough times, and you're gonna, and as long as you love it and there's a passion for it, you'll be able to do it. Ask them if they want to revamp the education system to let that be the goal, as opposed to this conveyor belt of ignorance, as Kim Fox called it, the school to prison program, because that's what it is for a lot of blacks, school to prison. You think they care? Ask Hollywood if it doesn't care, if it cares about sexualizing your kids or giving you some crazy ideas around, you know, the LGBT lifestyle or whatever else. Ask them if they care. If Supergirl is a lesbian, does Supergirl have to be a lesbian? Of course she does in Hollywood. I was watching the movie the other day. They have this Chinese woman who is just overacting like you wouldn't believe. She's shooting, you know, doesn't even know how to handle a weapon, but she's walking along and she's doing these, you know, little kung fu moves and knocking guys off their feet. Doesn't even have to look. She's so good. Guys come at her, they look at her wrong. She's shooting with both hands, not even looking. Trips a guy up, wants the people to see how vicious he is. She shoots him in the head without even looking and keeps walking. And everybody's like, ooh. And all the meanwhile, they're these big, vicious brutes that look like they've been trained in the art of warfare for decades. Like they worked with the Spartans themselves. And they're just watching this young, 105-pound Asian woman be the destructor. Yeah, because, you know, that's the way it works in real life. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, big, brawny guys with brains just stand around and watch the little Asian girl or little white chick, atomic blonde, go out and do the dirty work, right? That's how it works. Sure it is. I'm not telling you that women can't be vicious and mean and man-stoppers and the whole deal. I know some. I'm very proud to have fought with them, you know, and trained with them and a host of other things. But don't try to reprogram me to think that's the way the world works, because it isn't. So this is what I'm talking about, folks, when I talk about all the different things that the left wants us to accept and how distorted they are. And you think you're going to change them. You think our methodology that we've been using for a long time is going to change them. I was in IT. We talked about methodology all the time, and I would go into a meeting and people, well, Kevin, these other people had a great methodology. We really loved their methodology. And I went, let me ask you this. What are the results of their projects? Did they talk about that? Because I can give you three projects where they got kicked off because their methodology didn't work. But, you know, it sounds good on paper. It's kind of like leftism. It's an amazing methodology on paper. Until you try to implement it. And you want to know why? Because they're disingenuous liars. They're not going to implement their methodology the way they tell you. They're just going to tell you what you want to hear. Here's what I'm going to tell you. My methodology works. Here's my client list. Call them. Conservatism works. You got a client list? I do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.